Hey everyone, Dylan Brooks here, and welcome back to Daily Stoic Edge. Ever feel like you're running on empty? Like there's just not enough time in the day to get everything done, let alone take care of yourself? You know that feeling when your to-do list is longer than your arm and your brain feels like it's about to explode? We've all been there. But guess what? It doesn't have to be this way. Today, we're diving deep into something crucial. How to prioritize your mental health in a world that constantly demands more, more, more. We're talking about building those mental resilience muscles, finding pockets of calm amidst the chaos, and creating space for genuine self-care. Because listen, you can't pour from an empty cup. Your mental well-being isn't some fluffy, optional thing, it's the foundation on which everything else is built. So, let's break down 5 key takeaways to help you stay sharp, grounded, and mentally strong even when life throws its curveballs. First up, awareness is your superpower. Start by paying attention to how you actually feel throughout the day. Notice those subtle signs, the tension in your shoulders, the racing thoughts, a sudden urge to check your phone every 5 seconds. By becoming more aware of your mental and emotional states, you can start to identify your triggers and understand what drains your energy. Next, schedule time for yourself. Seriously, treat self-care like any other important appointment. Block it off in your calendar and make it non-negotiable. This doesn't have to be some grand spa day or elaborate ritual. It could be as simple as taking a 10-minute walk in nature, reading a few pages of a good book, or just enjoying a cup of tea in silence. Find what truly recharges you and make it a regular practice. Third, learn to say no. I know, easier said than done, right? But here's the thing. Your time and energy are precious resources. Don't be afraid to politely decline commitments that drain you or don't align with your priorities. Remember, saying yes to everything ultimately means saying no to yourself. Fourth, cultivate gratitude. It sounds simple, but focusing on what you have rather than what you lack can make a world of difference. Take a moment each day to appreciate the small things: a warm cup of coffee, a sunny day, a good conversation with a friend. Gratitude shifts your perspective and helps you find joy even in the midst of challenges. And finally, don't be afraid to seek support. We all need help sometimes, and there's no shame in reaching out for it. Talk to a trusted friend or family member, consider joining a support group, or seek professional guidance if needed. Remember, you don't have to go through this alone. Okay, now let's get real for a second. Imagine this. You're at work, juggling deadlines, emails flying in left and right, that nagging feeling of being overwhelmed creeping in. It's easy to get caught up in the whirlwind and forget about yourself. But here's where those key takeaways come in handy. Take a step back for a minute. Recognize that feeling of overwhelm that's your awareness kicking in. Then take a few deep breaths, maybe even stretch at your desk. That's self-care right there, taking just a few minutes to center yourself amidst the chaos. You could even grab that mug of coffee you love and savor each sip, practicing gratitude for that small moment of peace. Remember, prioritizing your mental health isn't selfish, it's essential. It allows you to show up as your best self in all areas of life. By implementing these strategies, awareness, scheduling self-care, saying no, cultivating gratitude, and seeking support, you can build a foundation of resilience and thrive even in the busiest world. So let me ask you this. What's one small step you can take today to prioritize your mental well-being? Share it with us on social media using #DailyStoicEdge. Keep staying sharp, keep staying grounded, and I'll catch you in the next episode. Until then, remember you've got this.
This podcast is powered by AI to bring you daily affirmations and positive vibes. If you're enjoying it, please rate and review to support the show.